Tonight, you are the one that will decide what will happen to you. You are the one that will decide what will happen to you tonight. It's not God. It's not your enemy. It's not your enemy. It's not the devil. You are the one. What will happen to you tonight? You are the one that will decide. I am looking at what I call take your miracle. Take your miracle. That's why I said you are the one that will decide what will happen to you. Take your miracle. Now, if you look at that statement, take your miracle, is pointing to one strong fact. And that fact is that God is not going to force his miracle on you. He is not going to force it on you. No. You will have to take up that responsibility to take it yourself. God can prepare a table before you. In the presence of your enemy. But you will have to stretch forth your hand to take that which is on the table. It is one thing for God to prepare something for you on his table. It's another thing for you to take that which is on the table. For so many people, God has prepared a wonderful table before them. But unfortunately, they are just watching it. What is on that table? They are not taking it. Why is that so? It is because the Bible says thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Psalm 1:3. Say the people of God shall be willing in the day of his power. The day of his power is the day of his signs and wonders. But his people will have to partake. They have to show that willingness to take it. In the day of his power, that is the day God is throwing out signs, wonders, miracles, his people must be willing to be a partaker of what God is doing. God is not going to force his miracle on you. God is not going to force his blessings on you. No. He doesn't have any problem preparing it. He can do all things. He is powerful. He is the God of all things. But the question is, will you take it? Will you take it?
Oh, I know that it has to be.
You will have to stretch forth your hand to take that.
Oh,
there is somebody here today. By the time you leave this place tonight, your own miracle that will silence all your mockers. You are getting it now. It is good to pray this kind of prayer. And it is good for you to say amen to it. Because not too long ago, a sister came crying. She has been praying for marital breakthrough. Praying seriously. She went to the mountain. She went to the prayer city. She did dry fast. For marital breakthrough. All of a sudden, she had a dream. And in that dream, she saw an angel of God. Nobody told her that that man that was standing before her was an angel. She knew. And the angel was holding a wedding garment. And the angel said, take. Take. She now says she noticed that as she tried to take the garment from the angel, she just discovered that her two hands had been cut off. She never realized that. And the angel is saying, take. But the two hands had been cut off. She now woke up. That was what brought her to me. Crying. Whatever God has prepared for you today, your long awaited testimonies and breakthroughs, by fire, by force, you are taking it. 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 In the name of Jesus. So take your miracle. It's not just an empty statement. It is deep. It is deep. Please follow me to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. I read from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 6. I read from verse 1. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. That is where they are staying is too small. There is need for them to enlarge, to expand, to increase, to move forward. Verse 2. Say, let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go.
And
thank God that the man of God followed them. Verse 4. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. So they are hard working prophets. They are not lazy. Even with the anointing of God upon their lives, they are still very active. They cut down wood. But look at what happened. Verse 5. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. The most important part of the axe, the most profitable part of the axe, the particular thing that could make impact using the axe, the ark head fell into the water. And the man of God knew that there is a problem. What did he do? David says, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." Every good thing that you have lost into the hands of water spirits tonight, recover them by fire. Let your amen sound like thunder. It was not the handle that fell into the water. It was the axe head. The most important part of the body of the axe fell into the water. And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down his stick and cast it in the
air.
And the iron did swim. The iron came floating. The stick went down. The iron was floating. But the stick went down. What kind of incident is this? It is beyond human explanation. It is beyond human logic. It does not agree with what man knows. He cuts down the stick, cuts into the water. The stick went inside. And then the iron now began to swim. What looks impossible in your life? As you say a threefold amen tonight, they shall become possible. Look at verse 7. Therefore said he, "Take it up to thee." Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. The miracle has been performed. But you still have to stretch forth your hands to take it. Please put down your Bible. Open your two hands. Just open it. I'm going to pray now. Let your amen shake the gate of hellfire. The kind of miracle that you have never handled before. Since the day you gave your life to Jesus, up to this very moment, right there where you are, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. To stretch forth that hand by the power that established this ministry, that same hand shall go up and never come down. In the name of Jesus. The kind of money that these your two hands have never counted before, If you believe in the God of this ministry, and you can say amen from your heart, not from your brain, that kind of money, the God of fire will give it to you. It 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 will give it to you. In the name of Jesus. And lastly, every man hearing the sound of my voice, every woman hearing the sound of my voice, your labor in this country, your labor in this country will increase your destiny. In the name of Jesus. A threefold amen. Have your seat. The miracle of the swimming iron is a miracle that rubbishes the fact of science. The fact of science. Science has limitations. It only operates in the natural. But the power of our God is unlimited. During the time that this incident happened, iron are very scarce and very expensive to buy. Those who have it, they are considered as people that are influential. Rich people. Those who matter in society. The school of the sons of the prophets could not afford to buy an axe. So they have to go and borrow. But the enemy is bent on disgracing them. He waited for them. As they were cutting the thing, he attacked them. He did not attack the man of God. He attacked the instrument that will bring enlargement to them. The enemy attacked the axe head. The axe head fell off into the water. One will now begin to ask, why did the axe head fall inside on the ground? Why inside the water? There are ground there. Why inside the water? It was a plan of the devil to make sure that both Elisha and the sons of the prophet are openly and thoroughly disgraced. It was to put a big question mark on them and their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That was what the devil planned for them. To mock them, to disgrace them, to assault them. But something made them to escape the assault and the disgrace of the enemy. What the devil prepared for them, they were able to escape it. What was that thing that made them to escape? It is the power of miracle. I'm praying for somebody here tonight that the miracle that will make you to escape the disgrace that the enemy has prepared for you, as you live here tonight, that miracle will locate your life. If I were you, I would say a loud amen. I'm going to waste our time tonight. Because God wants to do what He wants to do. Listen to me. People can query your Christianity. They can query your night vigil. They can even query your prayers. Say you pray too much. They can query your fasting. They can query your holiness. But there is one thing that they cannot query. The results. If they see results, they will not be able to talk. The best result to silence all mockers is miracle. Miracle that is happening in your life. That is the way to silence them. Even Jesus himself said, except these people, they see signs and wonder, they will not believe. Except they see it, they will not believe. It is a miracle that will silence them. Even in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the approval of Jesus among men is tied to miracle. Miracles. The Bible says in Acts 2:22, when Peter was talking, he said, "Ye men of Israel, hear my words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man that is approved by God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him among you all." A man approved by God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs. So the approval of Jesus among men is tied to miracle. So miracle is an evidence that cannot be ignored. So whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, tonight, your own miracle, you are taking it by force. Miracle is called the children's bread. The children's bread. Matthew 15:26. A woman was shouting behind Jesus. Screaming. Shouting and begging. Jesus ignored her. She wanted her daughter to be healed. But Jesus did not even look at her. But she kept on shouting and screaming. To the extent that the disciples said, "Please send this woman away." She's becoming a nuisance to us. By the time Jesus will answer her, he said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and give it to dogs." The miracle that woman was looking for, Jesus calls bread and that it is for the children. See, you cannot give it to the dogs. Who are the dogs? Anyone outside the kingdom of light is a dog. Who is a dog? All unbelievers. They are dogs. God sees them as dogs. You must come into the kingdom of light. You must become a child of God. You must give your life to Jesus to have access to miracle. So if you are here tonight and you have not consciously given your life to Jesus, you better do so tonight. Because the miracle that we are talking about is children's bread. It's not meant for dogs. You are not entitled to do that kind of miracle. Except the miracle of salvation. You must surrender to Jesus tonight. And give your life to Him. Everybody needs a miracle. No matter your level in life. No matter the success that you are enjoying now. Everybody needs a miracle. Anyone that says, I don't need a miracle, is either a fool or is the person is a living dead. A living dead. Miracle to God is an act of power. An act of power. It shows how powerful God is. Miracle to man is an act of divine intervention. That is God coming into your situation and silencing the enemy. A man entered a bus. He now discovered that these are the boys of the this boss is the boss for the ritualist. And there are other human beings there too. And they took them to this place. But while others are panicking, he was just smiling. Very calm. This ritualist, they were just observing him. Looking at him. That others are begging. Crying. But this young man, just smiling. And was very calm. They asked him, what is your name? He said, I am a child of God. No, say your name. I'm a child of God. It's okay. They gave all of them this liquid to drink. As they were drinking it, they were falling on the floor and becoming unconscious. Falling on the floor, becoming unconscious. They gave it to our brother. He drank it very well. Nothing happened. Just smiling. Say, who are you? I'm a child of God. After some time, we know what you are going to do. We are going to strangulate you. Because we need you for this sacrifice. We have to strangulate you. He was very calm. They grabbed him. The man that was twisting his head now noticed that as he was twisting the head of this young man, his own head too began to twist. And the neck wanted to break. Quickly he dropped him. And I said, okay, you two go and try. Said, I'm not going to do it. They are now pushing it to themselves. After some time, they said, it's like you are unkillable. Said, we are going to take you back to where we took you from. That is what we call divine intervention. That is miracle.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu là ń pè.
I'm praying for somebody here.
Ó ń gbàdúrà fún ẹnìkan sẹ́nbẹ̀ nígbà yìí.
Any power.
Agbára yòówù.
That is looking for you to kill you.
Tó ń gbọ́ kiri pé ò fẹ́ pa ọ́.
They shall die in your place.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ wọn yóò kú.
They shall die in your place.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ wọn yóò kú.
In the name of Jesus. When you study the Bible very well, and you study all the miracles that happen in the scripture, they are product of 10 things. 10 things. Every miracle that happens in the Bible, they are product of 10 things. Number one, desire. Desire. Mark 11:24.
Says,
whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you shall have
them.
The first product that produces miracle in the scripture. Number two is determination. Matthew chapter 9, from verse 18 to 26. The woman with the issue of blood, she was determined to get her miracle. The law of Moses forbid her to mix up with people because she was considered unclean. But she was determined, even from her house, that if I may first just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she got her miracle. Product of miracles. In the scripture. Number three is demand. Demand. Joshua 14:12. Caleb demanded for his inheritance.
Caleb bere fun ini re.
He said, give me this mountain. It belongs to me. God has promised to give it to me. Give it to me. He demanded for it. And he got it. Product of miracles. In the scripture. Number four is desperation. Matthew 15:22-28. The story of that Canaanite woman. She was desperate. Jesus called her dog. But she didn't get offended. She was desperate. And she got what she wanted. Product of miracles. In the scripture. Number five is taking a risk. Taking a risk. Matthew 14:25-29. Peter saw Jesus walking on water in the middle of the night. And he said, if you are the one, Martha, ask me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter left the boat. Stepped into the water. He has never done it before in his life. Others sat inside the boat. They were not ready to take the risk. He took the risk. He walked on water. Products of miracle. Six. Repentance. Repentance. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Say, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, they pray, they seek my face, and then they turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Repentance is non-negotiable. Is a powerful product that bring about miracle. Number seven is fasting. Fasting. Isaiah 58 verse 6. It says, is this not the path that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. Fasting. Thank God that we are fasting here tonight. It produces miracles. 8. Faith. Matthew 9:29. Everything that you receive in the kingdom is according to your faith. It says, let it be according to your faith. She receives it according to your faith. Faith is a powerful product to bring about miracles. Number 9 is expectation. Acts 3:5. The man that sat by the beautiful gate. The Bible says he was expecting something from the disciples. He was full of expectation. And he never remained the same. And number 10. Product of miracle. Is holy cry. Mark 10:46-52. The blind Bartimaeus shouted, Jesus, son of David, I am here. I want my miracle. And he got what he wanted. These 10 products, if you can put them into action tonight, no devil can stop your miracle. But hear this, because I'm about to close now. There are miracles and there are miracles. Some miracles are called common miracles. Come on. Even if you hear it, you will hardly say, praise God. But there are some that we call uncommon miracles. In fact, the Bible calls them special miracles. Acts 19:11. Say, God, through Paul, did special miracles. Special. Not the normal one. But the special one. If you are expecting a special miracle here tonight, say a very loud Amen! Special miracle. Miracles that are not common. Special miracle. Miracle that is hard to believe and to explain. You cannot explain how a virgin will get pregnant without having sexual intercourse with a man. Very hard and difficult to explain. That was why Mary said, how can this be? Don't worry. It has nothing to do with you. The power of God will overshadow you and bring it out. Special miracle. There are miracles that generate debates. Is it the one? No, it's not the one. No, it's the person. I want to confirm. It generates debate. There is a man here. And there is a woman here. Within 24 hours, the Lord will visit your house. special miracle. There are miracles that we call creative miracles. Creative miracle. The womb is not there, but God just created it. A new intense time. A new liver. Creative miracle. Special miracles. What do you mean by special miracles? There are miracles that comes with surprises. Surprises. Do I expect you to see you in level 4? But all of a sudden, they found you in level 50. Do I expect you to be taking Okada? All of a sudden, they find you inside a jeep. Jeep. Somebody's getting it now. I said, somebody's getting it now. Special miracles. They call it shocking miracles. Shocking miracles. I mean, the kind of shock that will make the enemies to go and sleep and not wake up. The thing will so shock them, it will be like Nepal light. That will run through their bones. They will just go to the bed and they will not be able to wake up again. Shocking miracle. Hear me. In
1983,
I saw Jesus face to face. He spoke to me. And what I am doing today is part of what he told me then. So when I talk with confidence and authority. Because I didn't send myself. Hear what I'm going to say now. By the power that established this ministry, the miracle that will occur in your life will kill all your enemies. They shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. Special miracles. We call it the miracle of surplus. The miracle of surplus. Peter was just waiting just for to catch few fishes.
But
by the time you will catch those fishes, they became too soon surplus. Their ship almost sank. Special miracle. It's known as the miracle that will only point to God as the doer. People will say, this is God. No one can do this one. This is God. Special miracle. There are miracles that give birth to other miracles. As you are sharing one, another one is coming up. As you are sharing that one, another one is coming up. Miracles that give birth to other miracles. When God performs a special miracle in your life, it will register three things. Number one, that God is on your side. Number two, that you are not the kind of person that the enemy should be toying with. And at number three, that God has not forgotten you. You will have to take it. the miracle that God has prepared for you tonight. The question is, how do I take it? Just three steps. Number one, hate your present ugly situation. What you hate, you reject. What you hate, you attack. What you hate, you rebel against it. Nobody's going to provoke you out of position if you don't provoke yourself. Jabez hated his ugly situation. And he did something about it. Number two, is give heaven no rest. Give heaven no rest. The Bible says, ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Give him no rest until he make Jerusalem a praise in the heart. Beloved, don't just sit down and say, well, I'm one of these days, things will get better. No. Behave like that woman that was harassing the unrighteous judge. Avenge me of my enemy. Avenge me of my enemy. She kept on bombarding the judge. Give heaven no rest. And the third thing that you need to do is pray and praise. Pray and praise. That was the two-edged sword that Paul and Silas used to receive their miracle of deliverance. Pray and praise. And that is what we are going to do here tonight. We shall pray and we shall pray. Because by the time you begin to pray and pray, suddenly what you have been expecting for years, all of a sudden, the God who created you will appear in your situation. In the name of Jesus. A man got very, very angry. Good certificate. Came out from a very nice school. Now searching for work. Go to this place. Shall get back to you. Go to that place. Shall get back to you. 1 year. 2 years. 3 years. He got fed up. One day. He came back. From, we shall get back to you. We shall get back to you. He now removed his shirt. Enter the house. Carry chair. Put it at the center. He said, God, wherever you are, come and sit down here. When his junior one saw that brother is talking to the sky, he said,
ah,
madness. Madness.
Ah,
this thing has entered into the brain of brother.
Oh.
The man said, God, sit down. He to now start down. I was talking to the empty
chair.
Say, you sent me to school. I came out with good results. I have hands. I have legs. You are the one that preserved my life. 3 years now. Searching for work. Go to this place. Go to that place. We shall get back to you. We shall get back to you. I am not going anywhere again. You must make sure that they are the one looking for me now. Do you know? that within 24 hours, 5 different companies, they came searching for him. There is somebody here tonight. I said, before you leave this place, the special miracle will locate your destiny in the name of Jesus. You will have to take it. You take it. If you don't take it, it's your fault. Bow down your heads now. Speak to the Lord. Father,
Baba,
tonight,
Basalei,
I must get my own. Everybody needs a miracle. I must get my own. Not just a miracle, but a special miracle. A special miracle. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Rise up like a soldier now. Rise up like a soldier. Remain standing, please. Close your eyes. You are going to shout this prayer loud. If you say it silently, or gently, you won't get much out of it. Shout it very loud. Say this with power and with fire. Say, oh God, arise! And surprise me. Oh God, arise! And surprise me! I didn't hear your voice at all. Say it with a shout! Say it with a shout! In the name of Jesus! Rasikatanda riboko foto shitaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.